A reading from the Good News according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be well." Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This rather long, seemingly disjointed gospel passage reminds me of my grandmother. She was a gifted storyteller. And unfailingly, as she was getting to the point of her story, she would launch out on what one might perceive as a distraction, or at the very least, a tangent, which became another story, but somehow, at least in her mind, related to the main narrative. But no worries, she always, always came back to the place where she had started. And she always made her point by connecting the two. Scripture scholars cite this passage as an example of a sandwich story, typical of Mark, the evangelist. A story within a story. The question is, however, is there a connection? And if so, what is it? Let me suggest a few connections. First, the recipients of Jesus' healing are both women, both in their own way vulnerable members of the society in which they lived. A woman who was bleeding was an outcast, an untouchable, at most a marginal person in the carefully regulated world in which she lived. The young girl, Jairus' daughter, had no rights as a child, had no rights even as a woman. She had no status. Yet she was loved enough by her father for him to search for help for her. Two women, two vulnerable women, both in need of God's mercy. It was the faith of Jairus, her father, that was the key to her being raised from the dead, or what seemed like death. And it was the faith, as well, of the woman who dared to approach Jesus and touch his clothes in a desperate attempt to be raised from her own kind of death. Faith facing death. It is curious that we find the number 12 in each of the scenarios. The woman had been bleeding for 12 years, we're told. The same number of years that the young girl had lived. 12. A significant number in Scripture. 12 represents the number of Jacob's sons, the founders of the tribes of Israel, the underpinnings of the covenant between God and God's people. 12 is also the number of the first apostles, the stones upon which the new covenant was built as Jesus invited them into his mission. Can we say that for both the hemorrhaging woman and the lifeless girl, Jesus brought forth through them the renewal of God's covenant of compassion and wholeness and hope? Can we say that it was through their own faith and the faith of those around them that the healing power of Jesus was unleashed? Can we say that the most vulnerable, the poorest, the least among us are given the first place in God's reign? I hope so, and I hope that you and I are among them.